The Big Boy Sports. Actually, it's the Pigskin Picks. I keep forgetting it's Friday.
It's Friday. The Friday. Brewers are down 0-2.
Yeah, you know what, though? The expectations for the Brewers were pretty low. How about the Cubs, though?
The Cubs, huh? World Series favorites are done.
They were really the favorites?
They were the favorites.
I just that blows my
mind.
Well,
the Angels and them are right up there. And I don't think the Angels are going to be there either. The Red Sox.
I know, that was...
The Red Sox and the Dodgers are going to be in the World Series.
Well, Steve-O, I want to say one more thing. Cubs fans everywhere around the world, they were just crying on the radio this morning.
How do you lose the first two games at home?
The best guy said this. You know, I'm really mad at me. I'm mad that I believed. I believed again. I knew it. I knew it going into the season, and yet I still believed. And guess what? Next April, I'll believe again. And I'm really mad at myself for that. And you know what I said to myself?
Sounds like a Lions
Welcome
fan.
Welcome to being a Lions fan, baby. Every year, we grasp to the slightest potential of hope. Hope can be a dangerous thing, my friend.
Matt Millen being gone is the best thing that could have happened, though.
All right, so let's get into this because we don't have much time left. We're running behind. That was an important interview I had with Brian Roll, though, about the Wolves. I know it doesn't really, you don't care. Wolves aren't any NFL team, but.
Not yet.
Expansion team, right? All right, let's go right down the line here. You ready?
I'm ready.
Big week. Big, I tell you. Big, big. Colts at the Texans. Who you taking?
I think the game is going to be tough, and I think the Texans might win, but the Colts have to win. So I'll take the Colts.
Me too, Colts. Here's a first game, or second game, right out of the gate. I'm really worried about this pick. Titans at the Ravens.
The Ravens' defense is very impressive. Their offense is okay. And the Titans are undefeated. I'm taking the Ravens at home.
I like your pick, because I think this could easily go either way. My gut told me Titans, though.
They're 4-0. I mean, it's not really your gut.
No, I feel like it's time for them to lose, but I think this game could easily go either way.
You know why they're going to lose? Distraction of Vince Young being back.
You think so?
That's why they're going to lose.
All right, Steve's taking the Ravens. I'm taking the Titans. There's one. Chargers at the Dolphins. 1, 2, 3.
Chargers.
Chiefs at the Panthers. Panthers.
Panthers.
Redskins at the Eagles. Ooh.
I don't know, because Brian Westbrook, they don't know. Donovan McNabb, they don't know. But it's in Philly. I got to take the Eagles.
Me too. Mark will be happy about that. Bears at the Lions.
We're saving that for the last.
Falcons at the Packers,
Yeah.
Seahawks at the Giants.
Giants.
Buccaneers at the Broncos. Tough pick.
Buccaneers impressed me last week.
They did too. They impressed
me. And I
me.
Picked them to beat the Packers, and I haven't lived it down yet, being a Packer fan. But you know what? These picks are with my head, not my heart. Sorry. That's how I feel about that.
So, are you taking the Bucs or the Broncos?
Broncos. So because they got embarrassed last week by a horrible Kansas City Chiefs team. Horrible.
Patriots at the 49ers. Ooh.
I haven't even picked this one yet.
Neither have I. Look, see?
You know, the only reason I'm taking the Patriots, I'm picking it now, is because they've had the week off, the bye week. Belichick's going to figure something out.
I have to agree with you on that. I really would love to do this and think that I might be able to gain a pick on you, but I just don't think so. Patriots. I haven't picked this one either. Bills at the Cardinals.
Huh. The Bills are due to lose, aren't they?
That's kind of the way I feel. But
the Cardinals look terrible in the first half against the Jets, but they look great in the second half. But Bolden might be out. I don't know. Bolden might be out.
Take the cards. I'm taking the Bills.
I'm taking the Bills.
Ah! I hate you. Bengals.
Easiest game of the week right here. Bengals at the Cowboys. The Bengals are terrible. And Carson Palmer's probably out. And the Cowboys are a little ticked off they lost at home to the Redskins.
Yeah,
this is
going to
be 35-3, maybe.
I think it might be worse than that.
Okay. Cowboys.
Cowboys. Steelers at the Jaguars. Wow.
That's a tough game.
Jags.
Ah. I got to pick them.
Well, then take your Vikings on Monday night.
The Vikings and Saints. I'm not a Viking fan, but...
You've been picking the Vikings. You're a Viking fan.
I'm not a Viking fan.
You're not picking the Packers.
I'm picking the Packers this week.
Oh, come on.
They're playing the Falcons. I have to take the Saints because I think the
Are you serious? You said you were going to take the Vikings.
I can't do it.
I think the Saints
if
are going to
If it was in Minnesota, I would pick the Vikings, but
All right, fine, be that way.
Do we have any different? Really.
Yeah, we got one.
One different.
Now back to the games that
we have. Let's go to the Packer game.
Packers.
You know what? I really feel Aaron Rodgers is not going to play.
You're not making
maybe,
this easy on me.
Maybe because they want him to have another extra week, and they are playing the Falcons. So, from this game comes the fantasy pick of the week of Ryan Grant. Because if Aaron Rodgers does not play, they are going to hand off to Ryan Grant all day long. And he's actually going to find some holes because it's the Falcons.
I really don't think Rodgers is playing.
I don't either.
And I'm going to go out and recklessly speculate. I think McCarthy is really mad right now at Ted Thompson. He has no decent backup quarterback. They didn't go get him one.
Yet.
Maybe this will be the impetus.
The rumor is they're trying to get Jeff Garcia because he's not happy in Tampa Bay, not starting.
I know. And you know what? That makes total sense. Here's the thing, though. I would not be surprised if the Falcons find a way to win this game if Rodgers doesn't
then
start.
Then pick them.
No. I think the Packers are going to win. The odds are in the favor of the Packers in my mind. But.
It's at Lambeau Field, so you got to pick the Packers.
All right.
You got to.
Done.
Okay, we both have the
Bears
Packers.
At the Lions. The funny thing about this game is that half of the so-called experts are picking the Lions.
Because they're coming off the high of Matt Millen being fired.
I'm taking the Bears. I don't care.
All right, I got three games on you. I'm taking I'm taking the Lions with the
sucker
sleeper pick of the week of Rudy Johnson's going to run wild on the Bears.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
I'm
you know
taking
what?
The line. I told you I was going to pick him three times this year, and this is one of them.
Okay, but listen to me. I'm telling you right now, if the Lions win, I will be so happy, okay? Just so you know, I'm picking the Bears because I need to have good picks. I need to be smart about my picks. But I will be rooting. I just so the Lion fans out there, those of you who listen to the show who know I am a diehard Lion fan, I will be rooting with my heart hard for the Lions to win that game. And
they're
going
to figure out a way not to be down 21-0.
I will.
They're going to figure it out somehow.
In the first half or first quarter. I will be rooting very hard for my Lions. I want them to win. I will never wish them not to win. But I just don't think they're going to.
Matt Forte will have a good game for the Bears. But Kyle Orton's their quarterback. They're not going anywhere with Kyle Orton.
I have a chance to get a game back on you on this game. So
only have
I'm very happy. I can't pick the Lions. I just can't do it. So we only
and you call
different.
Yourself a Lions fan.
Hey, you didn't pick the Packers.
Okay.
Did you pick the Packers against the Cowboys?
Yes.
Did you pick the Packers against the Buccaneers?
I picked the Packers against the Cowboys because it was in Green Bay. I picked Tampa Bay because it's in Tampa Bay.
Did you pick the Packers
and Tampa
against
Bay has a great defense.
I'm asking you, Mr. Packer fan, did you pick the Packers against the Bucs?
I'm not sold on Aaron Rodgers. And I don't even think... I don't even think he's playing this week. And I think everyone already knows that he's not playing. But he's like, well, you know, I know Brett was here and he started 250-some games, but, you know, I'm not that player. He's starting to turn into Don Majkowski already.
Are you done?
No.
Just say yes or no. Did you pick the Packers against the Bucs?
No, I did not. I picked the Buccaneers. I picked with my head, and I was right.
Fan?
And I was right, by the way. And I lead you by three.
And you call yourself a Packer fan?
I call myself.
That's why I'm not picking the Lions, so quit giving me a hard time. Turkey.
I'm picking the Lions because they will beat the Bears this week.
You know, if you're right, I'll come in and I'll be happy. I'll be happy that you got another one on me. But I just don't see it happening. I really don't. I've been a Lion fan too long.
They have to win a game. They're not going to go 0-16.
I hope you're right, because I want to at least cheer and be happy one game this year when I watch the boys.
You know what would make you happy? If John Kitna gets hurt in that game. They throw in Drew Stanton, and he has a huge game.
Yeah, that would be. If, like, Drew Stanton did come in and just went hog wild. Huh. I'd be on the phone with my buddy Dave, who's an MSU graduate, Lion fan. We would just...
You used to be a Lion fan until you didn't pick them this week.
I am still as diehard a Lion fan.
Remember that. I only have two more this year. I said I'd only pick them three times the whole year. I only have two left.
I don't think they have a chance. I do think they can win this game. I just don't think they will.
Have you seen the NFL records of teams after a bye? It's like 74% of the time they win.
Doesn't matter. It's the Lions. They go against every
principle. So they're the 26%?
Yes. Statistically, okay. They make no sense whatsoever. Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, we are now featuring pumpkin nut pancakes at the Big Boy, and they're really good, and we have pumpkin pie, too. And I brought Adam a shake today that he's enjoying, but he hasn't mentioned it on the air yet.
It's about half gone already.
Yeah. And the Brewers are going to come back and win three straight.
No, good luck with that. So.
But the Cubs, I think, are done.
Eternal optimism.
Cubs and Lion fans.
Did you see
Pinella
before the game? He said, if we lose this game tonight, which was last night, we might as well
not even go to LA. You know what? He's coaching against a better manager.
There you go.
Joe Torre should never have left. They should never get rid of him in New York.
You know, I had this discussion last night real quick. I think the four best managers of baseball. Socia, Francona, Leland, and Torre.
Leland's upset right now because they're not extending his contract.
I thought they were. 2 years. That's what
I
read.
They didn't extend.
I'll have to figure that
out.
We'll take a look at that. Your Big Boy Sports Recap and Pigskin Picks brought to you by
Big Boy. How come they didn't win this year if he's a great manager?
Just
be quiet. They had a huge payroll. They came in last place.
You give me enough crap about the Lions, all right? You can just be quiet about my Tigers. They're done for the year.
Does the NHL start pretty soon? Like tonight or
something?
Yeah,
it's like 6 days. I've already got the countdown going.
Okay.
6 days till the
real games.
I'm so excited for that. We'll be right back after a short break. We got the Bluegrass Cut of the Day, weather and news. Don't go anywhere.